figures show the number of people overdue for elective surgery has grown by thousands. A planned care task force was formed in May to cut huge national surgical waiting lists, but the situation is now worse than when they started. Those in the field say there's no easy fix to this. Let's get more on this issue now from health correspondent Rowan Quinn.
The latest figures show almost 30,000 people were overdue for a planned operation at the end of October. That's 3,500 more than there were in May. The president of the Association of General Surgeons, Vanessa Blair, says it's disconcerting that's happened despite efforts to reduce the waiting list.
The measures that have been taken or have been indicated to have been taken are not turning the ship round quickly.
The figure relates to people who need surgery but are in the least urgent category. They're supposed to have an operation within 4 months. Dr. Blair says some have conditions like hernias that sound benign but can be extremely painful, meaning people can't work or enjoy their lives as normal.
That burden on the patient and their families for more than 4 months, I mean, that's a lot of days of discomfort.
The New Zealand chair of the Royal Australia and New Zealand College of Gynaecologists, Sue Fleming, says the surgical wait is the tip of the iceberg. Many patients will have been living with conditions for a long time before they even start on the path to treatment.
Getting access to their GP, trying a variety of treatments, then getting referred into the specialist system, and then finally getting some kind of agreement that surgery or diagnostic surgery or therapeutic surgery is right for them.
The figures also show the postcode lottery of care is alive and well. In Taranaki, more than 60% of patients weren't treated in time, but in counties Manukau, it was just 21%. But Dr. Blair says that doesn't show the full picture. For example, in some districts, a hernia patient's put on a surgical list straight away. In other areas, they don't even make the cut.
What happens is those patients are declined for even being seen. And so it's not until they return to their GP when things are worse that they then make it onto a waiting list.
She says the problem's complex, but having the same criteria for every area will be an important step, as will getting more staff and hospital space. Gynaecologist Sue Fleming says if women or gender-diverse people were able to get care earlier, many wouldn't need surgery.
We really have been advocating for community-based healthcare closer to home, where some of those issues can be better dealt with before there's a need for hospital-based treatment.
The figures show there has been some improvement in planned care. The number of people waiting longer than a year for surgery was down to 3,500 in October from 5,000 in May.
That is Rowan Quinn with that report.